Welcome back to Incoming Discussion, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything. Today, we're talking about Seth MacFarlane, and we have a special guest, Simon.
All right, guys. I'm back.
Can I be a special guest as well?
No, you're actually a fixture.
You're a special needs guest.
Although, this is Simon's second appearance, so he technically is the second.
He's becoming one of the gang.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind it. Yeah, I like talking about...
The most interviewed guest. But can you beat Craig? That's the real thing.
Yeah, maybe. So I was earlier on, like I was quickly looking on the wiki for Seth MacFarlane. One thing I really didn't know is that he has made albums of music.
Yeah, he loves music. You know, when he does the musical for like Family Guy and stuff like that, he uses proper orchestra.
Frank Sinatra Jr.'s band, right?
Yeah, because Frank Sinatra Jr. is in the first couple of... Because him, well, Seth MacFarlane, obviously, but Stewart and Brian do, like, they open a club with him and stuff like that, and then they do the one where him and Brian sing together, but obviously Seth MacFarlane. But, yeah, he loves all his, like, orchestra stuff. It's a big part of his episodes.
Didn't know, like, he'd actually released albums. Like, it's just news to me. And I also found out that... he did one of the opening themes to one of the Futurama, the Futurama specials? They did like those movies where they'd been like cancelled, but they did like a bunch of movies. Seth MacFarlane did like one of the intro songs for that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, it's cool though, right?
Like Matt, whatever his face is, who does Simpsons, and Seth MacFarlane do actually get on. Like they, because people always think that they had beef, didn't they? Like way back in the day, that they didn't like each other.
People thought it, yeah. But then, like obviously, same network and shit, right? So
yeah, but they've never had any issues with like it's completely different, isn't it? Like Simpsons is more of a family audience, whereas now, right? They did a two-parter.
And there's one where I think Stewie and Brian go through like a multiverse thing where they're like on this like teleporter thing and they end up like duplicating themselves over and over again. I think one of them is actually Homer like in the background in like one of the scenes.
Yeah, and they've done another one when I think in The Simpsons and Homer looks up to heaven, and I know it's like loads of fat people there, and there's Bleeding Gums Murphy, Peter Griffin's up there.
Oh my god. Should I just ask the hardest question? What's better, American Dad or Family Guy?
Family Guy. The only reason I say Family Guy, because I'm not saying American Dad shit, because I love it. But Family Guy was the first one, and I just grew up watching it, and I like I always teach you, there's two things, and I could never say what's better, and that's Family Guy and South Park. They just,
that'll break you.
I wouldn't choose. I couldn't.
Watch your head explode. Dad, 100%.
See, for me, it was like, when I was younger, Family Guy definitely is what I got into first. But as the years have gone past, I reckon over the last few years, American Dad is like, caught me more. Like I find myself enjoying them.
American Dad. Yeah, I think it's got better than Family Guy the last couple of seasons. I hate to say it, but
don't want to say it. You're like, no, Family Guy.
No, because the thing is it might have got better, but there is so many legendary episodes of Family Guy that will never be beaten.
So quotable as well. I think that's what caught a lot of people, because I remember close friends and that we used to quote Family Guy constantly.
Well, you know, I still do.
It's just so quotable. It's great.
Most of my sense of humor is either either American Dad or Family Guy or South Park. That is my humor. It's
Who's your favorite character in American Dad?
Roger.
Roger. There's no other. Answer really.
I don't know, because Stan is he does.
Stan's dad is like the more of an asshole, and I think it's funny. Like you see how broken Stan is when Stan's dad is around.
Did they ever finish? Because I haven't watched the last two seasons of American Dad. I'm one season behind.
I think it's still ongoing.
Have they concluded, you know, the golden turd that Roger did?
Oh, and they like leave it, don't they?
I think they did.
And then they kept bringing it in every a couple of seasons, like the chicken fight. It was a similar sort of thing.
The fucking chicken fight. Oh my god, I love that.
Obviously,
shit.
With Roger, it's like this golden poo, and like people are killing themselves over it. Did they ever conclude that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they actually did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
that's bad. I should know that.
Last season or season before?
Have you seen when Roger has that like weird? He like. Has that like was like a tumor, and I think he has a tumor, it turns out to be like a baby version of himself. Yeah.
Grogu. He's a sick character. It. Him and Stan.
Grogu's fucking weird. He freaks me out. Who's your favorite character in American Dad?
Me. Probably Grogu or Roger. But they're both the same. Klaus fucking annoys me.
I used to really like Klaus.
Oh, Klaus is all right. Like, he's there to be that douche. You know what I mean? Like,
I like.
It's funny when they put him down.
Yeah. Like, or when they go back to when they go back in like the past and that, and you see Klaus as like an actual person.
Or the episode when he takes over Stan's body and does that ski jump.
Yes. Yes. Oh my god. Have you seen the episodes with Stan and his toupee?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And he keeps his toupee in like a freaking like briefcase, and he thinks his whole family don't know, but they actually know, and he keeps trying to hide it. Yeah, Stan's hair is fake. He's bald.
I think the Ricky Spanish thing's pretty gold as well. That's
Spanish.
There's another episode. Have you seen the one when Roger's trying to get that hair off that ginger woman, and he makes up this whole thing with Francine and has a dance competition? He's like, Francine, I haven't been entirely truthful with you.
Yes.
And he keeps saying it to her.
Yes. Oh my
Francine, I haven't been in.
I think American Dad is like one of those shows that I hope doesn't get cancelled.
Oh no, it won't now. It's gone. If it was going to get cancelled, it would have got cancelled like Cleveland Show did early on. It wouldn't have carried on by now.
I didn't mind Cleveland Show.
It wasn't too bad, to be fair.
It wasn't the worst, but it was like good binge watching.
I think the problem was there wasn't a lot of relatable characters. Like there's just a weird bear, and it just, I don't know.
I love the stoner bear. I also love the intro music, the intro song.
I just like Cleveland, though. I think he's a crease, so...
Have you heard could have made, a spin-off on a different character from Family Guy, would you still choose Cleveland, or would you just choose someone else, or who do you think would be the best one?
I would have liked if they'd done Quagmire, just to see what they would have done with it.
I think they should have done it to one of
Roger.
Not
Roger, sorry. Go on.
No, I think, Brian or someone like that would have been quite funny, just to do a season like Stewie and Brian or something, because they have their own episodes when they go on adventures and stuff.
Yes, I love the episodes when it's just them two. They get stuck in a I remember they did a whole episode where they're just stuck in a room and they can't work their way out.
In the bank. And they're stuck in the bank vault.
So doesn't Brian eat Stewie shit in one day?
Yeah, eat my poo.
For fuck's sake.
And then he throws up and he's like, but you like throw up. And he's like, I do like throw up.
Oh, those episodes are so good.
But what I love about that whole thing with Stewie and Brian as well is the first season and stuff like that, they're like estranged to each other in a way, you know what I mean? Like that, and you watch their relationship grow throughout the seasons and then become like best friends and that. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, because they back off away from Stewie wanting to kill Lois constantly as well.
Yeah, well, they back off from that, after the first season, don't they?
I think it's a couple in, but yeah, it's not long. Do you remember the episode when, I just ran before a bit, there's an episode where Peter is trying to connect with Stewie, and the only way he can find to connect is literally beating up his wife.
Oh, yeah, and they beat her off the tire and put her in the boot, and they're like laughing the whole way to the thing, and then just jump out the car, goes into a river.
It's so fucked up, and it all starts with Peter basically throwing jars. Was it like cans of
no,
food?
No, no, a jar Lewis. Falls out and hits her in the head. Yeah.
They both laugh. Just starts throwing shit at her. It's so
and then he takes,
up.
And then at the end, he takes him to Disneyland and like he yes. pretends to be Indiana Jones and then Stewie's short round. I'm like, that's fucking brilliant.
They're like, you know, when they sit around the table and they like write the episodes, that shit must be the funniest crap.
I'd love to be one of the writers for Family. I'm not joking. I could come up with so many good ideas. Like another one episode that it just cracks me up every time is like when Stewie's trying to act growing up to impress that girl that he likes, you know, the one that he does the adverts with and stuff like that. And they do the singing with each other.
Yeah.
I forget her name. Anyway, that's irrelevant. And he's like, Brian's like, brushes his hair and he's like, hey, Brian. He just takes the brush, grabs the hair, and then he comes down and Jillian's at the door and they're going on a date. He comes down the stairs like, hey, baby. Yeah. And Brian's like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, nothing, just me and my pubes hanging out. And he's like, stuck all Brian's pubes all over him.
So good. Oh my god, there's so many good episodes.
E to the Roni.
You seen one where like I think it's Peter takes drugs and there's a bit where like he's just stroking Stewie's head. And he's like, Stewie, your head is so soft.
I'll tell you another one, the thunderstorm when Brian takes the mushrooms and he's tripping out.
I don't remember.
Have you seen that one?
There's a
thunderstorm and he takes the magic mushrooms and Stewie's trying to like comfort him, and that it's a really good episode to watch because like the effects of him tripping out in that. He's like Brian, and like the thing he's like tripping out is brilliant.
Oh no!
You should go look. Go on, mate.
It's the episode that as soon as you start talking about Brian on drugs, it just reminded me of him snorting cocaine.
Oh, what, when he becomes the police dog?
Yes. He's just in the bathroom, like, huffing cocaine.
I'll tell you another funny one. When Peter goes to doctors to get a prostate exam.
Oh, yes.
And he keeps remembering it different.
And he said that the doctor raped him. And then he said
it was cold on a pirate ship.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? It was dark and grainy. But the best thing about that episode, there was a pinball machine. He's in the bathroom and he's got the lips. He's like, put on your whore makeup, you whore. He's in the mirror, put it on. And then Lois knocks on the door. It's like, Peter, are you in there? And he's like, occupado.
Occupado. It's when he's in the courtroom as well. And he's like, that's how you remember it as well, right? And it just goes all black and white. He's just like, guilty.
Oh, it's just funny at the end when he's like, oh yeah, he like needs to get his prostate tested. And he puts a parcel on his ass.
It's so fucking stupid. Yeah, I think Stewie's is probably one of my favorite characters that Seth MacFarlane has ever come up with.
I couldn't choose between Stewie and Peter. Like,
it's the Mother Maggie episode with Stewie, where it's like, you want to take a poo in Mother Maggie's
shoes? Heavy shoes.
So good. When he's trying to do like gymnastics or something, can he like go smashing into like a display case? And he has a glass in his fucking head, and he's just like panicking, like, do I take it out? Do I leave it in? Do I take it out? Do I leave it in? Fucking love that scene.
There's so many. Like, another one for me is the Xerxes with the Falcon when Pete becomes a Falconer.
Yes.
And it's just like the bike goes past and Peter's eyes light up and he just looks at Xerxes. He's like, I think you know what I want. And then it cuts to a scene with them on the bike and then they do that intro thing where it's T-Rex, Santa Claus, Xerxes, and Peter.
Oh, man. Have you seen Seth MacFarlane's movies?
No, I haven't.
You've seen Ted? There's like
Ted. Actually not like Ted.
Oh, actually, yeah. Shit, I forget that Ted's.
Dude, Ted's a great movie.
Ted's great. Yeah, I really enjoy Ted. It's got like Flash Gordon and stuff in it.
Anyways,
so Dying
West isn't that good.
I like when they reference in the scene closer to the end when they're having the crazy party when Flash Gordon and all that there. And he's like, no way do I sound like Peter Griffin. It's just
a reference. Oh, God, Ted is so good. But yeah, you're saying about A Thousand Ways to Die in the West. That movie is so bad.
It's definitely bad.
I've seen it.
It's mainly really
because
bad.
Everyone I know that has seen it has said it was bad. So.
I think it's the down point of his career. I think he got nominated.
It was
nominated
like Seth MacFarlane's first proper acting role, was it?
I'm inclined to agree. I think so. I'm not sure. But I definitely know that
I think it's not as funny.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw like some of his nominations for like awards, and he was nominated for like the worst movie or the worst comedic movie of that year or something for that movie.
Really?
It's not good.
It was just really bad stoner humor that like if it was Family Guy, you'd sit there and you'd laugh. And then I don't know, it didn't hit all the right things. It was a bit too
Rogue-y.
Historical.
Yes, it's not good.
Not really that relevant.
I can't remember it well, but I remember just not enjoying it. I know Orville was done quite well. If you've seen that,
like I said, Ted's probably the only one I've seen. To be fair,
I mean Orville's his new TV show. Orville's like comedic Star Trek, but it's
comedic Star Trek.
Yeah, do you guys not know what this is?
Is it actually part of the Star Trek like universe?
I don't think so. No, not obviously.
It's just like a rip-off spin-off thing.
Orville's an American. Orville is an American sci-fi comedy drama television series created by Seth MacFarlane. It's just like Star Trek. They're like, they're just like explorers, I think.
Just like a spin-off spoof of Star Trek.
I've got one thing to say to that.
What?
Shut up, Meg.
Shut up, Meg. No, the best Meg one for me is still... Meg, he startled me, and he like whacks him on the fucking head with a baseball
bat. And the house is getting broken into, and he stood there. She's like, "Oh my god, Dad, what's going on? Has someone broken into the house? Is there someone here?" Oh, sorry, Meg, you startled me.
That's the episode where they have like that like safe room, and Meg goes out and starts trying to like hit on the burglars.
Yeah, and then they do her rape.
Yes. And they're like, none of them want to do it with her. It's so fucked up. Oh my god. I'm trying to remember. I'm sure he did like another movie, but I can't remember what it is.
There's not been any Family Guy movies or American Dad movies, have they?
Something Dark Side. That was one. Stewie Griffin's Untold Story. That was another one.
Blue Harvest. All the Star Wars ones.
Mate, the Star Wars ones.
That's got the best Shut Up Meg reference. When she comes out the ground and she's the giant worm and they've flown off.
Yes! Oh,
and she's like, how come I haven't got any good parts in this thing? And he flies back and she was like, shut up, Meg, and then flies off again.
That is so good. Was it Herbert is amazing in those movies with his like lightsaber and it's all like
limp lightsaber.
and then Chris turns off and it's just like, wing! It's just not okay. Like
that Mr. Herbert thing, I swear, I don't know how they get away with that. It's so wrong.
When, like, there's an episode where he's like looking after Meg and Chris, and he's like, "Oh, Chris, you could like bath me or something like that." And then he's just like, "No, I'm not doing it. I'm going out or something." And then like Meg's like, "Oh, I'll do it," and he's just like, "Oh, rats." It just like smash cuts to him in the bath. So just
I like the whole, other like, one when Mr. Herbert and that German guy have a fight and Peter's calling Peter's like they're down in the basement. He's like, "Please don't hurt us, Mr. Google Search," and he's like calling them all different people to ask them what his actual name is, and I'm just like, "I fucking love you."
it's one of those things where like I feel like he should probably just stay with Family Guy and American Dad. Just to don't. And to be fair, Ted did well.
Stick with what works.
Yeah, I think because he wasn't in it per se. Like, I know it was his voice in there, but he wasn't acting in it. I know
they've made references in the newer Family Guys that he doesn't really write Family Guy anymore either. He just does the voices and that. So
I didn't know as well. Like, his sister works on Family Guy.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, his sister, I can't remember what her name is now. That's probably quite bad. But yeah, she works on the same show. Rachel?
Because I know as well, another little thing you probably already know, but at the beginning of Ted, when he's a little boy, the mum is the woman that does the voice for Lois Griffin.
I think she's amazing, by the way. they did a live action episode where I think it was like a panel show. They were on stage and I had a bunch of the voice actors and they were doing like a live voice acting thing to what was on the big screen.
They had the guy who does the voice for Cleveland and that as well, and like Mr. Herbert.
And they had that deaf woman come out as well that they take a piss out of in the show. It's so good.
They used to be so borderline with Family Guy and they've like reined it in a bit now.
I guess because they don't want to get cancelled. I mean, it's not like South Park where
they just
actively trying to. I know at one point they were actively trying to be cancelled.
Yeah, they had the hashtag cancel South Park, didn't they? they campaigned themselves.
Don't actually give a shit. Although when I was younger, I used to think that the two, and I shouldn't be talking about South Park this much because we want to do a South Park episode, but the two guys who did South Park, for the longest time, I thought they were the same two guys who made the ice cream.
What?
Or Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, yes.
What?
You thought they were the Ben and Jerry's dudes?
Yes.
Where did you get bit of information? How did you get to that conclusion?
No, I was just young. I was just young and I just saw like pictures of them at different times. But...
What is wrong with you?
What's right with me? What are you on about?
The Ben and Jerry's dudes. I'm pretty certain they don't look anything like
nothing Matt like them. Oh, mate, you are getting tagged in some awful stuff now. How did you? Oh my god.
That is probably the weirdest thing I've heard.
I've got a tough one which I couldn't answer. What's your favourite Family Guy episode?
Why?
I don't really have a favourite episode. I have a favourite like scene. And it's hey Megan. And then her friend's like, your name's Megan, right? And she's like, and it flashes back to Peter in the hospital.
Yeah, he's put Megatron on them.
It's Megatron.
Oh, it's short for something.
That breaks me. I don't know. Although I did just randomly think of, do you remember when they do the disabled episode and they do like the whole like Megatron fucking...
Yeah, the wheelchair. Yeah,
the wheelchair. It's turned into this thing, like transform into like this huge...
What I love is they show that reel as well of Peter struggling in a wheelchair and then he goes to Joel's door and he's like, I've been in this wheelchair for one whole day, but the scene makes out like he's been in the wheelchair for like weeks.
It's so good.
It's very clever. But yeah,
isn't that the one as well where they're like, oh, they want more sauce because it's like a restaurant and they're like, they got like a beer bottle in a fucking rat's mouth and they make a rat puke up on the steak. It's so fucking... They're, like, literally running, like, a restaurant at the same time. It's so messed up. Yeah, it's a good episode, Dan.
I'll tell you, there's...
You'd fucking love the game, dude. Have you ever played it?
No.
Which game?
I think it's called, like, Family Guy Into the Multiverse or something like that. Like,
Into the Multiverse.
Family Guy in... I think it was something like Family Guy Multiverse. It was on 360.
He played...
Yeah, Back to the Multiverse. Louis. Yeah, and you have like powers and stuff, and you basically go through like a bunch of scenarios from the TV show. You'd fucking love it, Simon. Seriously, I'm surprised you never played it.
Yeah, I avoid because I don't want it to ruin how much I love Family. I love Family Guy so much.
This would make you like it more. It's really good. It's not like the PS2 game. Apparently, is it Family Guy had a PS2 game? I know there's a Futurama one. I'm pretty sure
going back to the crossover episode, one of my favorite scenes from the thing is when they're prank calling Mo and Bart does a prank and he's like, and then Stewie's like, oh, let me have a go. He's like, hello, is that Mo? And he's like, yeah, and he's like, your sister's being raped. Like slams the phone down. It's like, it's so dark. It's like, fucking hell.
Family Guy goes real dark. Oh, God.
It's just, Stewie is, he's a crease.
What about the Park episode where they rip into Family Guy and
Simpsons?
Was it Bart Simpsons?
And Simpsons, yeah. That's a good episode as well.
That was a good episode.
Can you guys, maybe Simon might remember, but there's an episode of Family Guy where they explain how Stewie's head is like that.
Yeah, when he jumps up on the bed and he's jumping and up and down the bed.
He hits his
head on the ceiling.
That's too fucking good. Oh. I can't believe how much they got away with.
I can.
So I remember one of them, I think they talk about stem cell research or something, and a bunch of people kicked off about that.
Yeah, Pierre's a shrink.
Yeah, that one and the abortion episode are the two that got, I don't think they're on Disney. I don't think they put them up.
Oh, are they not? They pulled them.
Yeah, there's I think two or three episodes they haven't put up on Disney, and I know the abortion one's one and the stem cell is the other one, and I think there's another one. I might be wrong, but I know that they didn't put them up. But then the abortion one for me, what's like, again, abortion's not funny, but it's at the end when Lois is going off on that proper deep, like, heartfelt ending, and she's like, yeah, and you know, it's about love and family and stuff like that, and then Peter's just like, and also we got the abortion, and it just cuts straight to the scene. I'm like, they're so savage, they don't fucking care.
What do you think's the worst storyline that Family Guy ever did? You might know where I'm going with this. Can you remember when they killed fucking Brian? I swear down that was the worst.
I wouldn't know, because I wouldn't say, nah, that's not the worst storyline. I mean,
I just thought it was so crap. I was like, you can't kill Brian. Like, everyone was just like, you haven't killed Brian. Just bring him back already.
I mean, they tried to
make marketing. Right.
Of course it was, because it made everyone start talking about Family Guy.
But well, no, because they were genuinely going to do it as well.
Yeah, I think they had to backtrack, or like, it was all
just the fans kicked off so much that they were like, no, we can't take him out.
Doesn't Brian have like a gay cousin or something as well?
Yeah.
And they do an episode where like they go and like he goes to stay with them and he does porn or something. He becomes like
that's
a porn
the same
director.
Episode of no, that's a continuation episode of, you know, you said about him doing coke.
Yes. Yes.
That's the second part of that episode. Yeah, yes. The second episode. And he goes out to New York or wherever it is, or wherever.
Somewhere like that. And then like, yeah, obviously they go and like visit him, and like this guy tries to make Lois do porn or something. It's so good.
No, they don't. No, not Lois doesn't. He's doing like filming porn because he's a writer, isn't he?
They're like at a bar or something, or they're at the awards, and some guy like starts hitting on Lois to like do porn.
I know.
Yeah, Brian wins, right? I think.
Yeah, he wins a golden cock or whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish they would make a few more games, because you played the South Park games. They're fucking the newer ones, the turn-based ones.
No, I do, again.
Those games.
They are actually really good games.
I'll tell you one person. You know what? I do have a favorite person in Family Guy and in American Dad, and it's Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart, yes.
I honestly, that man is a legend. Like, he doesn't care.
I used to like Adam Wee.
Oh, poor Adam West. Yeah.
He was really good in it as well.
He really was. But then so is Patrick Stewart. I think there's an episode, isn't there, where they're all the Star Trek asked to come on.
Yes, there is, yes. Because I think they've done it a couple of times.
Because they do the whole joke with Whoopi Goldberg, but they go Whoopi Goldberg, and he's like, yeah, I know Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh no, the cool whip. Why are you saying like that?
And then Meg fucking captures Brian. She's like, they could be a while. He's like, whoa, wait, what?
It's just so funny how they just shit on Meg constantly.
Yeah, but do you know originally? What's the name of the girl that does the voice?
Oh, she's married to what's name? Mila Kunis.
She wasn't the original voice for Meg. I think there was someone before. I think they say actually, I think they make a joke about it in one of the references when they go back in time and they go to like one of the first seasons of Family Guy, and they're
dude, that's in the pilot. She's voiced by Seth MacFarlane's sister.
Oh, no, because they say, because they make a joke, don't they? Like, oh yeah, she's going to pass on a real good opportunity or something. And
that was Lacey Chabert, or whatever her name is. She did season one. And then Rachel MacFarlane did the pilot pitch, and then Mila Kunis has done it ever since season two.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I'm directly looking at Wiki, so...
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know that his sister had stepped in for the pitch, the pilot pitch, the original pilot pitch, apparently. I don't even know that when you're doing a pilot pitch, anyway.
Someone that passed on a good opportunity.
Apparently so. yeah, I can't see her being credited as anything else. That's sad. But Mila Kunis has done fucking loads of shit now.
Well, after that, and it all started from Family Guy as well. She, nice. Like, the reason.
Started it's from, crazy, isn't it? Well, I don't need to know when her career started, but I know she was in that 70s show.
Don't know what that is.
Well, it was.
You've never watched that 70s show?
It's got.
If it's not Family Guy, it's not.
She lied about her age just to do that show. She lied about her age just so she could do the show or get in on the show or something like that.
Yeah, didn't she like 15, said that she's gone, I think, when they filmed it.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I'm 17 or something like that just to get in.
Yeah, but then Ashton Kutcher was probably like, what, 18, 19, kissing a 13-year-old or something like that.
No, you've got more. No.
15-year-old then.
Yeah.
You know, maneuvers.
I mean, it's just a little bit of grooming, really.
Well, yeah, now they're married. It would count as grooming.
Yeah, now they're married. It's totally fine.
No, it's just frowned upon. I mean, disclaimer, we do not approve of any of that behaviour.
Who's your favourite out of, like, I'll say out of the foursomes? So is it Peter, Quagmire, Cleveland, or Joe, or Quags and Swanee, as Lois calls them?
Yeah, Quags, I think. I think
Quagmire for me.
I mean, Quagmire is just
there's
such
some good episodes of Joe, but it is just Quagmire. He's such a little. It's when they like go into his room and they're like touching stuff, and like you just see all. Isn't there one where like it just grabs the person and like straps him to the bed and stuff? Like, pins him into certain sex positions or something.
Giggity.
See, I think a Quagmire spin-off would be funny, but like, you know, he had a kid for an episode. And then did he find out it wasn't his kid?
Yeah.
That would be a really good one.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like Quagmire being a dad, that would be a really good spin-off.
I like the, he's obsessed with his cat. I love that. And then when Peter goes to shave it.
He fucking kills it. Oh my god, dude. That's such,
And then at the end, it's just the way he's like, goes up to Quagmire and takes the reward. He's like, I killed your cat. And then just walks off. I'm like, that's...
Doesn't that scene like end of like blood everywhere? I probably fuck up the cat.
Yeah, because he's shaving it with a cutthroat, but he's like, he's like, oh yeah, it's right. Cat have nine lives, eight, seven, six. Peter, just stop.
Oh my god, it is proper messed up. I feel so, I kind of feel bad for him. Like, but the show had some really good, like Family Guy had quite a lot of like cameos.
Oh, loads.
Yeah, but who's the best cameo then?
Ooh, a piece of candy.
That has to be one of the top ones, right?
I mean, if you say that and you know, like people have watched Family Guy, they know what that is. So,
ooh, a piece of candy. What's the guy who from The Office? He did one. He plays a dolphin.
Steve Carell.
Oh, Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. Yeah, that's a good episode.
The UK Office. My bad.
I mean, there's loads of people. You could go forever.
Yeah, because there's a whole heap of them. But yeah, ooh, a piece of candy is probably one of the best ones. I mean, it's one of the most notable ones anyway.
What about Carrie Fisher as Peter Griffin's boss?
What? Is she?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I just remembered, yeah.
And then you got like Hank Azaria from The Simpsons. He does a lot of like acting, I think. Wait, no, he was only in the Simpsons episode, my bad. Just looking at, like, prominent guests.
Do you remember when they did, like, I know this isn't still Family Guy or Seth MacFarlane, but do you remember when they did that big, massive crossover with Futurama and The Simpsons? And they, like, promoted the shit out of that. And they made, like, posters and everything.
I remember watching it.
I mean, Will Ferrell's... I know Will Ferrell's been in Family Guy. James Woods, obviously, with the Ooh, a Piece of Candy.
Piece of candy.
Bryan Cranston, The Rock. There's loads to be. Johnny Depp.
I love Bryan Cranston.
He wants to do a Malcolm in the Middle movie. Apparently, he's written one.
Dude, I would love that, but I don't know if what's the guy who played actual Malcolm? I don't think he'd do it.
You know, he never actually lost his memory. He went on a podcast the other day to say like people have just misinterpreted his words. He doesn't have memory loss. He just...
Well, he has some memory loss, but like not as like bad as like they keep saying.
But he said he's up for it, to be fair.
Oh, did he actually? I thought he might not be down for it. The only one that wouldn't be was Dewey,
I think.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't want to, like, he didn't even do the reunion, right? I think we spoke about this before.
He doesn't want to do any sort of acting anymore.
Yeah, he backed out of the reunion and that, that they did.
We're completely going off again.
We always do. That's the whole fucking point.
All right. What's your favourite scene from Ted or Ted 2?
I don't even remember it that well. I remember they're like, nope, I don't remember it well enough to quote it. I just remember enjoying it.
There's one that I like when he's shoved in the backpack and he's like, is the faggot running? I can hear the faggot running. He's like, he's been taken hostage, but he's still laughing at the faggot. I'm just like, fucking hell.
There's a bit where Ted's staying with, what's the guy's name? Little Marky Mark. And Ted invites loads of prostitutes over and they come back from like a really important dinner.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
There's a shit on the floor. Yeah, the girl from Ted is the voice of Meg. I find that weird.
Going back to Family Guy, Ryan Reynolds, when he stars in it and he's gay for Peter, and he's like being really gay with Peter. Have you seen that episode?
I don't remember that episode.
Oh my God, have you not seen it?
I probably have, but what's the episode, sorry?
And so he moves in to, funny enough, Cleveland's house, because you know they have loads of guest stars go over.
I remember, yes.
And he moves over and he's like, he asks Lois for directions and then like he sees Peter and he starts, oh yeah, please don't tickle me in my abdomen area. That's what tickles you most. And he's like, oh, you're in trouble. You should have said that. And they're like being proper gay with each other.
It's so good though. And they make him like super buff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And he starts like feeding Peter and stuff and like shoving his fist into Peter's
mouth.
It's so fucking weird. There's like fan of it. I don't know if it's in an episode, but I always see like a picture of Peter dressed as Deadpool.
Is that an episode?
Peter is Deadpool.
Oh, I think I can see Family Guy turns Peter Griffin into Deadpool parody for 300th episode. Maybe.
Yeah, but is it like when they say they'll do it and he'll be Deadpool for like 15 seconds or a cutaway scene?
I think it's like a cutaway scene, right? I don't know. I can't remember.
If they redid the whole of the first Deadpool movie but with Family Guy characters, that would be funny. I feel like that titanium dude's got to be Joe.
The big like metal Russian dude.
Yeah, it's got to be Joe Swanson, isn't it?
But keep him in a wheelchair.
Yeah, 100%. Still in a
wheelchair. I love that they do that to him every time. Every time he's in something, they always keep him in a wheelchair. Whether it's... I love that.
Isn't there one where, like, I can't remember the episode, but they're rifling for a dumpster, and, like, they're like, oh, I found a new pair of legs. I'm keeping them or something. And Brian... Joe Swanson is just like, oh, damn it. I wish I'd got there first or something like that.
Yeah, it's Quagmire finds them, yeah.
Yeah, it's so fucked up.
I mean,
isn't that a thing that Joe and Brian really hate each other?
No, Quagmire and Brian.
That's the one. Who's got beef with Joe?
No one.
Weird. His wife, maybe?
Doesn't Peter fall for his wife at one point?
No, Brian does.
Brian falls for everyone. The best
they
ones
run away together, don't they?
The best one is when I think it's Brian starts going out with that blonde chick and she's like super ditzy.
Yeah, Jillian.
That shit's funny. Doesn't she cheat on him? Or
Jilly Bean. No, I don't think so. I think she's really dumb, isn't she?
Yeah.
There's an episode where Brian goes to break up with him and at the end Stewie's in the thing. He's like, Brian had sex with a really dumb girl. No, he's taking his friend Stewie to get some ice cream in his car. It just goes to the cutscene. I fucking love that bit.
Oh, mate.
Brian date Quagmire's dad?
Yeah, he banged Quagmire's dad. He didn't date,
Yeah, but isn't there a scene where he finds out and he just starts throwing up?
Yeah. That's a whole episode. Yeah, it's so funny. Oh. Hey, Quagmire, I fucked your dad.
Is there's an episode as well where like Family Guy. Brian is trying to like talk to her about getting like HBO or something, or like something working on their TV, and he just gets so fucking pissed off for trying to help her. They almost move in together as well, right?
Yeah, no, they do move in together because that's in one of the newer episodes, though, isn't it?
Oh God knows, I can't remember.
Because they start banging again, and he's like embarrassed to
Oh, the people we've not talked about is the one where they like find out that Peter's black. So it's that's probably one of the episodes I quite like, when they look into like his history and he finds out he's black, and he finds out that Lois is dad.
Carter.
He owned his family, also owned his great grandparents or something. Anyway, like he accidentally whips Peter. It's so messed up. I'm the only one remembering that episode because this is super messed up.
No, I remember it. Trust me, yeah.
I swear I'm gonna get away with some shit in that.
He gets all that money, doesn't he? And then spends it on
Yeah, he doesn't share it.
Well, he does, but he doesn't start off with, and he builds that crazy house thing, doesn't he, in his house. It's some American game show thing or whatever. Yeah. It's crazy, messed up world. Holy crap! That thing.
Again, where is her parents are fucking crazy. Do you remember the one where like, oh yeah, they like take sleeping pills, and there's like a bit where they like sneak into their house and they ride them down the stairs.
Yeah,
for that one. It's like, I think it's a skit, but I can't quite remember like how they get through. But yeah,
that's Brian and Stewie that ride them down the stairs.
Oh, is it? It's literally riding down the stairs, like it's like tobogganing. I was like, it's like, yeah, I love it.
Because they become immigrants as well, don't they? And work for Carter.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. The thing is, I'm just looking at like random pictures of like Family Guy, and I just keep remembering like more and more characters that we haven't spoken about.
I can remember anything. You just.
There's so many good characters though. The whole. Do you remember when they kept doing that skit with Cleveland, and like something would like knock down half his house?
No.
Yeah. And he'd fall out of the bathtub. I love that shit.
And then they do one, and obviously Quagmire's gone to do his own shit, and like it smashes, and he's not there. And then the bath just falls down. He's like, "Oh yeah, Quagmire moved
out." Yeah. Oh, I just thought about the whole like when Peter's in prison, and like they're like forcing him to sing, and he's like, "Man, milkshake brings all the boys to the yard." He's always like push his chest together. So he's got this.
Or when Lois becomes a boxer, and then that that woman starts milking Peter. Moo! Yeah.
Is that the one where she like becomes like a karate fighter or something?
No, that's a different one. That's a different.
There's also, is that the same episode where like Peter climbs up the tree and she's like, "Get down here," and he's like, "No, you're gonna shout at me."
Well, I think that's a different episode, but I don't know what episode you're on about.
All these episodes blend in together. I don't.
The problem is, I love Pete because he's such a child. Like when there's, have you seen the one when he doesn't want to eat something? He's like, "Nah," like that. Yeah. He like spits it out of his hand. And he's like, "Man,"
it's holds it out. Just like the whole like, is it when Stewie goes into Peter's testicles and like finds his like rubble or something?
Yeah. And then obviously Peter donates sperm, doesn't he, later on in the season? And then, that surrogate. Yeah. That's brilliant.
They just get away with so much.
They just, that's what I mean. They just don't care. And it's funny. They make a joke as well. Is they're like, "Oh yeah, Stewie's first birthday." And then they're like, "Again?" Because he's had like, by this time, already had like three first birthdays.
Isn't there an episode as well? Like, they're like cheering for something, and like, "Yeah, you finally said it," or something like that. And like, balloons fall down from the ceiling, and then like some dead body like comes out of the cupboard or something.
Yeah, like a dead cat. Yeah, because Lewis says that Pete was right about something. Yeah. Dead clown falls from the ceiling.
Oh my God, it's just the dumbest crap, I swear.
But that's what I mean. It's dumb sense of humor. It's funny, like, it, you know, it's not serious. It's They're quick to take the piss out themselves as well.
And I'm going to group them together, but this is why I like, you know, like Family Guy, American Dad, like Simpsons, all that shit, like, what's the other one, like Bob's Burgers and that. I feel like they're just such, like, easy watch. You can just literally just sit there and have a laugh.
Well, and the thing is, they're not even half an hour, are they? They're usually about no longer than 25 minutes long.
Yeah. So, you just whack them on, you can just have a little, like, chuckle, and just, like, light watching it.
But Family Guy's what I went at night when I go to bed, put Family Guy on. It's been like that ever since I can remember, and I've seen every episode of Family Guy a million times over.
I have like a little rotation where I like watch like Family Guy, American Dad, Futurama, Simpsons.
No, mine's always Family Guy. It's just, I'm not joking. That's why I know all the stuff off by heart, because I've seen them all so many times.
There used to be I think it was like season 3 on the one of the DVDs. There used to be like this little like jingle that played when on the DVD menu. And I remember this one time, me and April fell asleep with the jingle on. And I'm not joking, for the next like month or two, that stupid little jingle, and I think it's Stewie or something like that, that does like a little like little laugh like on the menu music. And that just got stuck in my head for ages.
Oh, that would annoy me.
Do you ever like watch the DVDs? Because they used to have like some good extras on them.
I think I had season 11 Family Guy DVD.
I mean, I've got all the DVDs, but I, to be fair, with all the streaming stuff, you don't need to watch your DVDs, do you?
I literally just whack it on Disney Plus.
I'll tell you another one if you see. It's making me laugh thinking about it. When Meg goes into prison and then comes out, and they're all chatting shit about her in the kitchen, and then she comes in
and she becomes like a hard nut.
Punch yourself in the face to Stewie, because they all blame Stewie, and he's like, and he like, and he's like, oh, it's okay, he doesn't know any better. And then she says to Peter, you punch. He's like, he just absolutely punches Stewie in the face. He's like,
right? It's so fucking good. Oh my god.
Get out, just get weird. She gets that fucking back scrubber thing.
Peter in the shower. I just remember they had that fucking cleaner as well.
Consuela.
It's like, no, you clean.
It's
an episode as well where like Stewie gets lost and she finds him, and like she just takes Stewie and keeps him.
Yeah, they take him hostage.
it's like, I want to get home. No.
I swear there was an episode where she's actually like the CEO of Yahoo. That's her like second job. Yeah. So she's like a cleaner as her normal job, and then her second job is she's the CEO of Yahoo. And then like talking proper business, she's sat at the table going, no.
I would imagine you guys have seen it, the North Pole one when they go to see Santa Claus and he's exhausted.
No.
Have you seen that one? It's like a Christmas special. Yeah, it's a two-part.
What happens in it?
Well, Brian and Stewie take over from Santa Claus, and they go to that house and murder the family.
Oh, yes, like, yes.
This is one house, Brian, and we've been here for an hour and a half. They brick the window through, murder the dad, kill the mum.
Just light murdering, it's fine. Oh, I just seen like a picture of like, do you remember the episode? Do you remember that like stupid gif of the peanut butter jelly thing? And there's an episode where they get Brian to do it as a cutaway, I think. He's trying to like cheer up Peter because he's having a bad day. So Brian dresses up as like the fucking banana with like maracas going like peanut butter jelly.
You've seen the one when Stewie goes back in time and ruins that for Brian, right?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. The Gene Simmons episode as well is quite funny.
I think the death episodes are pretty good as well. Some of them when Peter dies. Like when Peter dies, so like the drink driving one is and the death comes and he's always like, there's been a couple of episodes.
Oh, death. Yes. Yeah. Those episodes are great. He's actually in the game as well, I think. And don't I have to, in one episode, don't I have to like go back with him and they like meet his mum or something like that? And like his mum's like nagging him about work, like actual debt.
Yeah. That's when he tries to get a date with that girl in the animal shop, and when he goes in, all the animals start barking at him.
Yeah, and they're like trying to like help him like get like actually, you know, talk to her and give her confidence. Sorry, I'm just looking at Google Images for Family Guy. Do you remember the episode where it's Lois and Peter, and they're trying to have like a romantic night in, and they both get in the bathtub, and like Peter's holding up his fat so Lois can get in, and he puts his fat and smacks it in the face.
And then it smacks, he puts his fat down and
he smacks her, and she smacks her head on the faucet.
Oh, the Amish one as well is quite funny, where Peter fights the Amish because they, I think Meg dates the Amish guy's son. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes. I know what you mean about, yeah.
And they drag Quagmire in like the in this rug thing, and he's like, now it's an AIDS rug.
Oh, God. Mate, the fucking, I absolutely love the episodes with the chicken.
Oh, what? The chicken fights?
The fight scenes are so good.
Have you seen the newer one where he's like terminally ill and then Peter saves his life because he,
Yeah. It's actually quite funny, like coming like full circle on that. Is it Family Guy the one where, like, I think it's Family Guy. I always get Family Guy and like Simpsons mixed up. I'm pretty sure Family Guy is one where Peter eats loads of nickels and he goes blind from like nickel
poisoning. Yeah, goes blind. Yeah, that's Family Guy, yeah.
And there's like a new episode now, isn't there, where like Lois does something and she ends up going blind.
It blind or deaf? Blind, isn't it?
She runs over a kid. It's like straight at the beginning of the episode, she just casually runs over a child.
I do like the other one as well, when Quagmire falls in love with that person that's cleaning Pete's house or whatever, and then he wants to get out of the marriage, and like she turns out to be a bit of a psycho, and then they fake his death.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Have you seen that
one?
And then he's got the T-Rex at the end, and he's like,
Do you ever remember the episodes where it was like quite early on, but they would like take, I can't remember if it was like a skit and they're making a funny of it, or they took like fan suggestions and they made like mini episodes, and there's one where they give them all like superpowers, and Meg's superpowers to grow her nails.
Yeah.
There's like a bit where she scratches someone, and they're like, did you just scratch me?
It's like, ow, that really hurt.
And like, was it Stewie gets like a fucking massive brain?
Stewie goes back in time and kisses Lois when she's a baby.
Yeah. It's so messed up. Yeah, didn't they do a couple of episodes like that where they took fan suggestions? The one? I can't remember.
Becomes obsessed with skydiving?
I don't remember that one.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, what?
I probably have, but like I don't remember them specifically.
Season is it? He lands and he doesn't open his chute in time, and he lands on like this thing and it goes up his ass. You need to see it.
What?
Honestly, watch it.
Sound like so ridiculous.
Oh, what? Like, I think, what is it, season 10 or 11? I think that's on.
Do you remember the episode where Peter's on like one of those like bucking cow things, and he's like, he's got like a tank top on that on, and he's like,
and his boobs comes out of it when he's on the bucking bull thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Or when Stewie's just like, where's my money, Brian? Where's my money?
You could pay like,
shoots
money?
Out both his kneecaps or something, and I beat him up with a golf club.
Okay, I'll go to the cash point.
There you go.
So go on season 11, mate, and it's episode 16.
I'm just looking at scenes it's now. Season. Do you remember season the one 11. Where Meg's got like a pack of hot dogs? And she goes into a room, she goes, I'm going to pretend you're the New York Knicks.
Yes. Oh my
god. When I was younger, I didn't think anything of that scene. And now reading it, I'm like, oh, that's gross.
Oh, just, I love Stewie, man. Like, just the whole mum, mummy, mama.
What do you want? Hi.
Hi. Or the Yahtzee thing. Do you remember that one? It's like, I'll do it with you. He's like sitting there with Brian. He's like, I'll do it with you. And you got to do like wave your hands and say Yahtzee. And he's just like, okay, here we go. Yahtzee. So fucking stupid.
Just an all-round good show, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it, yeah, I've had
12 and a half angry men. Is that the episode that you're on about?
Which one, sorry?
So it was season 11, episode 16. The one where like he gets obsessed with parachuting or something.
It's cool. Where is it? I swear it's on it.
I want to know now because I want to watch it.
Urban Cowboy. Yeah, it's above that 12 and a half Angry Men. It's the next one up.
Is it on Disney Plus now, Family Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what I was looking on. I was trying to figure out. I said season 10, but it was season 11. I was close.
Because Disney bought the right to Fox, didn't they? Or bought Fox?
No, they bought Fox outright.
Oh, damn.
Disney own everything pretty much.
Did you see there's actually, been a leak?
I say that. The only thing that they didn't buy was Fox News, I think. There might be something else as well, but I'm pretty sure they didn't buy Fox News.
So they just bought the movie studios?
Yeah, and like, you know, the TV studios.
TV shows, yeah, all that.
As we were speaking about Patrick Stewart, did anyone watch the new trailer?
I haven't watched the trailer, but I know he's in it.
Well, Ryan Reynolds leaked something earlier. Do you hear his voice? He talks.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the clip where he talks and you see the back of his head. Do you know what we're talking about?
No.
The new like Marvel film, Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't, to be fair.
I've stayed away from the trailers, but like, I literally
Watch trailers because it sets expectation, I think.
Exactly.
And then you go in something, expect and see this stuff, and then you're disappointed when you don't. So if you don't watch any trailers, go in there blind, and then you're like, yeah, oh, look what happened, and then you've got no judgment.
That's what I usually do, but I just saw that little clip on my Instagram, and it came up, and I was like, whatever, I'll just watch it. Watch that little clip. Talking about Patrick Stewart and that.
Do love Patrick Stewart. Is Ian McKellen
Patrick Stewart is a legend. Like,
there's an episode of, I think Patrick Stewart is in an episode of Extras, and that shit is so fucking funny. He's so good in that. If you've ever seen Extras,
like, of all the people, like, you would never expect him to be in like that comedic role so much with the things that they joke about, and he doesn't care as well. Like, especially in American Dad, he's just the most borderline person.
Have you seen Extras?
Extras on DVD. I haven't seen it for a long time.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart's in one of those episodes. I think he might be in a couple, but he's like a dickhead in it, I think, which is fucking great to me. I love it.
Considering the guy is not a dickhead in real life, he's one of the nicest people ever. Quite funny.
Exactly.
Is Ian McKellen in any Family Guy episodes?
Sir Ian McKellen.
Gandalf.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, yeah. He's in the one when Stewie goes to the psychiatrist.
Oh, they don't really have everyone in there, do they?
That's so sad. I know that. I need to go out more.
No, you don't. Just because you like Family Guy doesn't mean you need to go out more. It means you have like.
Yeah, but I know it's funny that I knew exactly what episode he was in. You know what I mean?
I mean, I have a terrible memory, so
I'm going to have to change your name from Marvel expert to Family Guy expert.
Yeah, I didn't like that you put Marvel expert, but you know,
I just wanted people to know your level of expertise.
Yeah, so Jacob not only called him the Marvel expert in the Discord that we're in together, he also changed his name to Marvel expert.
You know what? I'll take Family Guy expert, but yeah, Marvel. I know fan, quite a bit.
Family
but,
Guy expert.
Yeah, Family Guy expert, 100%.
Yeah, definitely. Just so you can call out just like an episode, and you're like, "Oh yeah, I know that episode. I know exactly what about." It's like fucking hell. To be fair, it used to be that when I was like younger, I used to be like that Futurama, like early Futurama, not like 16:9 Futurama.
I think the reason I am like that with Family Guy is because, like I said, I'm not joking when I say I watch it every night before I watch episodes. Yeah, it's just drummed into my head. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. April likes, you know, something to be on the TV when we go to sleep, so we always have that kind of shit on.
What about the, the episode of Peter's sister when she comes to visit and she's a wrestler and she's called Heavy Flow. Please tell me you've seen that.
Oh
episode.
My God, yes, 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 yes.
Oh, what does he call himself? Because she's called Heavy Flow, and then he names himself after a tampon or something, doesn't he? Like, is a thing, and he wrestles her.
Oh, what is his name? Oh my God, that's gonna piss me off. Maxi Paddy?
Yeah. That's such a funny episode.
It was just fucking great. The bull chin is great. I was like, yeah, let's do a pair of nuts on his fucking face. Let's go with that. He just always reminds me of the Bulchinian from Men in Black, if you ever remember that.
I'll tell you what, actually, going back to the Cleveland show, one person I do fucking love, Cleveland Jr.
Cleveland Jr. is great.
I love Jr. He's just like,
so you remember the original Cleveland Jr. Yes, this is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You would, that little skinny kid, he was like super
hyperactive, like, jumping around.
I'm going to go, but he's like running around.
They never mentioned that, actually. Have they ever made a reference? I don't think they have.
That he's
they have referenced that. It. I think they said he got like diabetes or something. That's why he's like massive now.
You ever heard the Cleveland rap? Where like it's in the Cleveland show, but he does like a gangster rap.
Is that when he's with Kanye West or whatever it is?
I don't know if it's Kanye West, but yeah,
I'm sure it's with Kanye West. I might be wrong.
No, it's by himself. Like his
Roberta's boyfriend? Yeah.
He like froze down with like Roberta's boyfriend. So good.
I won't be as knowledgeable on the Cleveland show stuff just because it's not Family Guy.
It's just not Family Guy. It's Family Guy or nothing. Well, or American Dad.
No, because like I said, I American Dad, I'm not saying it's crap because it is not. I do love American Dad, but it's just that I hold like Family Guy close to the heart. You know what I mean? Like South Park, I just grew up with them. So it's there, isn't it?
I grew up with like mostly Pokemon. And then Family Guy. I remember when I first bought my Family Guy DVDs, I was in a game station and I used to like sell like pre-owned DVDs, and I'd like heard about Family Guy. And at that time I didn't have a TV because I grew up without a TV, which is something I know freaks people out apparently. But I remember buying these DVDs from game station and watching them. I watched season 3 so many fucking times.
Season 2 though, like that was one of my favorites for Family Guy. When he does the MC Hammer rap, when he becomes P-Torium and he has his own, that's an episode you need to watch. That's a funny episode.
I remember
episode.
The early Family Guy quite well.
But
I used to watch a lot of.
The like Jacob said, like Family Guy back in the day, like seasons 1 to 3, it was a stoner thing to watch, and no secret, but, you know, I'm a stoner, and it just.
Oh, I didn't know that. You're a stoner.
Yeah. Nah, mate.
I love stones too.
He likes to be stones. That's what he's into. That's his kink. That's what we're really talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Not cannabis.
Can of stones? Oh, okay.
What about have you seen the episode when they go about legalizing cannabis and they do the song from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? But that's a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang song, and you know how much I like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's one of my favorite films of all time. And a bag of weed, everything's better with a bag of weed, because it's from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And that's what I love about Seth MacFarlane. He is like proper 80s.
So bad.
He's just proper 80s, and I love it.
Why
do
you like that movie so much? It's so shit.
What, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I can't actually remember the storyline of it.
Right, Jacob, kick him from the chat.
He's in control of the chat.
He likes
right, Dave, kick yourself from the chat. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is the one.
Mate, if someone's getting kicked, it's you.
You shut your face. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
What was that other garbage movie you said you liked?
It's not... Fuck off. Coming from the kid that thinks Pizza Hut is the best pizza, I'm not taking any shit from you.
Yeah, JB's got you there, to be fair.
Pizza Hut was the
you
best
said you
pizza.
Enjoy it every time you have That's it, not and that is a lie.
Pizza. You said, I remember, I know Jacob will back me up here. You said, I like Pizza Hut so much it sometimes arouses me. That's what you said.
I can confirm.
I fucking hate you guys.
If anyone's listening, if you wave a bit of Pizza Hut pizza in front of Dave, he will get an erection.
Right, and we're keeping this in the chat so people know. Okay.
I'm just going to remove all this.
Dave edits this, so... Just going to cut it to where we're normal.
Look, you know that what I said, Chicken Dudes had the best pizza. That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
You said they had a really good pizza, but you didn't say it was the best. You said, and I quote, "I will die on a bed of Pizza Hut pizza."
You did. I don't want to take sides here, but you said that.
How greasy they are, you probably will die on a bed of fucking Pizza Hut pizzas if you keep
it. Don't start trying to trash them now.
I mean, I do like Pizza Hut pizza. I don't fucking care.
You're scum, mate.
Too little, too late.
Mate, if there's pizza involved, I'm fucking there. I don't care where it comes from.
This conversation wouldn't have stemmed if you hadn't slated Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Just then.
Mate, it's a shit movie.
You know, I have named my cat Jeremy after Jeremy and Jemima from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I don't actually remember what happens in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I used to watch it as a kid.
God. Go and watch it.
I remember there's like some dodgy flying car.
Isn't the Willy Wonka dude in it?
Yes, there is a flying car. Guess what the car is called, Dave? Chitty, Chitty, Bang Bang.
Isn't it Kit?
Ha!
Chit.
Wait, no, that's not.
Hey, pretty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, I love that film.
Why?
It's all the songs. I don't know. I don't know. I just grew up watching it, and it's a musical film, and yeah.
On the wiki, they put like all the like the filming locations from it.
Right.
They fucking filmed that everywhere. Germany, England, yeah. France.
Where were you going with that? That's like a really awkward pause.
What do you mean?
You were like, read the wiki of where they filmed it.
I mean...
And then nothing. You got to back that up.
I don't want to back it up. I was just trying to see if it like won any awards, and I wanted to like know what the story was about.
You know the German general guy in that is the guy from Goldfinger, isn't it? I'm sure it is.
I've never seen Goldfinger.
What?
I just know it has Dick Van Dyke in it, and I don't really like him.
Hey. It has Gene Wilder in it.
Hey, what are you joking?
Is Dick Van Dyke the one that did Mary Poppins?
Yes.
The guy who does the worst British accent ever.
Cut your face.
You're just trashing Simon's childhood here.
He didn't have a childhood.
I fucking did, mate. I had an awesome childhood watching Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Pete's Dragon and all the cool shit. You didn't have a TV to watch stuff on.
Oh, we're getting classes now.
You didn't have a TV to watch stuff on, so you're eating your shitty Pizza Hut.
I thought you were going to say I was eating my shit. Just stop.
Yeah, you were. Pizza Hut.
No, I never
think
had Dave
shit would be an improvement on Pizza Hut.
I was so poor when I was younger. I didn't have a TV. I definitely didn't have fucking takeout.
I mean, I had a PlayStation, a TV. I was set.
I had none of that.
My parents got divorced when I was 5.
Oh, yeah. Look, my mum was a single mum. But she worked 2 jobs to get me my fucking PlayStation. I mean, not to get that, to keep a roof over our head, but she got me a PlayStation as well, so I was happy.
I don't mean to laugh, but we have taken the biggest dive away from someone.
To be fair, we have, haven't we?
It's because you started trashing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
To be fair, Dave, you did start trashing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and I just want to point out, Steph McFarlane loves Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, so you're wrong.
You were just confessing your love for Pizza Hut this whole time.
Right, I was trying to say, when I mean, got shouted over, that Pete's Dragon is a fucking awesome movie.
Oh, yeah, I know it is.
I haven't seen it.
But, like, every time I speak to someone that has seen it, they're always like, oh, it's a well weird movie. I don't like it because it's like, it's that thing, isn't it? Oh, I can't remember what it's called as the name for it, but it's like live action.
That child's imaginary friend. So, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with people? It's a great film, guys.
Yeah, I think my internet's cutting out.
Yeah, what happened there? Everything cut out.
You cut out mid sentence.
Okay. My net just fucking died for a second.
Oh, that'll be why.
Or something died for a second.
Welcome back. We're back talking about.
Whoops. So, welcome do you back. Know what you we're talking discussion. About? We're definitely talking about Suffolk Farland, right, guys? Right?
Look, Dave's trying to get out of the fact that he's a Pizza Hut stan.
Look, you guys wanted me to leave, and so I did.
Welcome back to part two of Incoming Discussion with the episode. We talk about Seth MacFarlane. We've stopped talking about Seth MacFarlane. We're now talking about Peach Dragon, Pizza Hut, Chi-Chi, Bang Bang,
and Simon's childhood.
I mean, my childhood is 80s childhood, so you just don't understand.
80? How old are you?
Old 80s. Man.
I'm like 21. 52.
Who's older, you or Dave?
Oh, fuck Dave. Off.
Dave's a right old codger.
Dave's 31.
You said the 80s. I wasn't even born in the 80s.
Oh, he's got you there. Plus, he likes
pizza. I was born in the 80s when it was cool to be camp, so you can...
Although Simon has been giving me, like, not recently, but he always gives me, like, good recommendations on, like, old 80s movies to watch, because I've been, like, going through some of them recently.
I don't think you're 40, Simon.
Wow. What?
Shut up.
Wow. Oh,
shit. You say 80s, and if he's an 80s child, right, he's got to be 85.
What you've got to remember is, like, I'm a very diverse in, like, my knowledge of films and music, so I listen to older generations of music and films and everything else. Like, I appreciate it. So
is Chi-Chi Bang Bang the one with, like, that guy and he's like a kid catcher or some shit?
Yeah, the child catcher.
And is there a bit where they're like, there's a woman and she's like
lollipops, ice creams?
Is she meant to be like pretending to be like a music, dancing music person?
Yeah, no, they're wooden puppets. They're supposed to be wooden puppets.
Yeah. And she's, but it's a real woman, right?
Yeah.
And it's like slowly rotating or some shit, and she's like on like a pedestal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Pretended to be wooden puppets.
I couldn't remember what movie that was from. I just remember those two scenes, but not being from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
You made me angry. What? You know?
Is it the one with the penguin?
You say you don't like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but you remember a lot about it, just then.
Yeah, because I used to watch it. I've seen it. Like... I'm not just going to be like, yeah, I hate it. I've never seen it, but I've actually seen it a few times.
Me too.
Yeah, a few hundred times.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a good film.
Tarzan is better.
So is this podcast talking about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang now rather than...
This is the part two. We've come back. We've recuperated. It's all about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And some guy that snatches kids or something like that.
Have you never seen it?
I probably watched it when I was younger, but I don't, off the top of my head, remember anything about it.
I think it's got penguins in it.
Like the weird animation penguins in it.
I think somewhere around here they had the car on show for a little while.
I've told you this story, haven't I, about when the people were doing the panto and they came into our work and they were in the outer foyer at Castle Point.
Right.
And they were advertising for it, giving out things, saying, you know, it's shown at the pavilion, blah, blah, blah. And me and Paul were setting up the displays and stuff like that. And I was like, I love Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And I started breaking out into singing songs, the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang song, and singing and dancing that. And she said to me, would you please come down and try out and we'll give you a part in the show? Because she could see I was that much of a fan. I didn't go down. And Paul Morris is like, you're so gay. I was like, yeah.
You should have fucking gone, dude. If I'd have known you then, I'd have encouraged you to go. I would have taken you. I'd have been like, nah, we're doing that.
Mate, Paul Morris was encouraging me to go. He's like, mate, you should really go down and do that. Well, although he's like taking the piss out of me, he was like, mate, you'd be really good at stuff like that. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but which character would you want to be in it, though, Si?
He could have been the car. Everyone could have ridden him.
I don't know where that's going. The thing with me is I could have been anyone because I could have sang any fucking song in that they wanted me to.
That is true, dude.
Badly, but I could have sang it.
You've got fucking voice of an angel.
You've got the passion that we need, right?
That's what she said. She goes, you're really passionate about when I was singing in the out of foyer and people are walking past like customers. I'm in my work uniform. You can just see them like, what is that guy doing?
Well, there's only one thing I can suggest. Any listeners to this podcast or this part two of this weird ramble or whatever we're doing, if you want to hear Simon sing the whole soundtrack to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, tweet us at Incoming Discuss and let us know.
I don't think that's happening.
Simon, you'll be amazing.
What are you doing?
Simon is amazing. Right. Simon, I'm guessing we're done. Dad.
Yeah. Good place. We posted out Simon's new career as a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang cover artist.
I mean, we did just go off on a massive tangent about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang for like half an hour.
That's what this show is. We just go off on weird tangents about things. We've had two episodes now where we just ramble for the sake of rambling.
Oh.
Okay. Thanks for listening to this episode of Incoming Discussion. Special thank you to our guest Simon, who is somewhat a fixture in the show now, as our resident Family Guy expert. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, Incoming Discuss and Incoming Discussion. Like the show on Spotify and peace out.
Bye.
See you later, guys.